Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Very pleasant Tuesday to you. Cranking up a brand new month, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and Sean Carey here. Just a second, Steve will be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lots of ways to get in contact with us. Our email, stevejones@wkok.com. You can also find us on social media, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. You can also subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. Each new show will be sent straight to your mobile device after it airs live on WKOK. You can subscribe on either the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, Google Play. Just search Steve Jones Show. And also you'll find 3 months of shows. They're always archived at stevejonesshow.com. Well, coming up tonight, you can support the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA's Penn State Meet and Greet will begin at 5:45 at Penn's Tavern, Route 147 south of Sunbury. Donations gladly accepted. They'll be supporting YMCA youth programs. Penn State greats will be on hand, including offensive lineman Keith Conlon, former Nittany Lions quarterback Wally Richardson, and from linebacker U, Trey Bauer, Rogers Alexander, and Tim Sweeney, all scheduled to be part of that great event tonight. I hear there'll be a silent auction. They'll autograph Penn State football, so bid high, bid often for that. All goes to the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA's, and all of those Penn State players tomorrow will be taking part in the 27th annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, also to benefit the Y. It's going to be an awesome, beautiful day tomorrow, and we hope you will join us. Even if you don't golf, come out and see us. We'll be out on the patio doing the show at this time tomorrow. Be there 3 to 5 and looking forward to seeing you there. Of course, Steve and the guys will be out on the course tomorrow morning. Fingers crossed, hit them long and straight. We'll have Philadelphia Phillies longtime public address announcer at Citizens Bank Park. Dan Baker is scheduled to join us next hour at 4:06. Now, speaking of the Phillies, hey, how about that crowd last night in Miami? Plenty of great seats available. Not even 5,500 in Marlins Park last night. Phillies, after a 2-0 lead, could not hold on, losing to the Marlins by a score of 8-4. After winning 10 of 12, the Phillies have lost 5 of their last 7. And Zach Eflin will be on the mound tonight, taking Ben Lively's spot in the Phillies' rotation. Lively on the 10-day disabled list because of a strained lower back. Eflin 2-2 with a 4.05 ERA in 4 starts at Lehigh Valley. And Jarlin Garcia will be on the mound tonight for the Miami Marlins. The surprise of the season so far, 25-year-old left-hander from the Dominican Republic. Garcia in 5 appearances, 27 innings this year, 1-0 with a 1.0 ERA. Fastball averages about 92 miles an hour. Made his major league debut last year when the Marlins used him exclusively as a reliever. So Eflin on the mound tonight for the Phillies. Another injury, by the way, figures to impact tonight's game as the Phillies have placed shortstop J.P. Crawford on the disabled list due to a strained right forearm. No ligament damage, that's the good news, but he could be out 2 weeks. And the Phillies have replaced him with rookie Scott Kingery. Kingery signed a 6-year, $24 million contract before the start of the season. And we'll have that for you tonight on WKOK On Deck. At 6:35, first pitch, 7:10 from Miami. Well, Justify has been made the early 3-1 favorite for the Kentucky Derby. European-based Mendelssohn, second choice in a full field of 20 horses. Trained by four-time Derby winner Bob Baffert, Justify drew the seven post. Six horses have won from there, most recently in 2007, Street Sense. Justify, the undefeated winner of the Santa Anita Derby, one of two horses in Saturday's one-and-a-quarter-mile race who did not race at the age of two. And we'll have more horse talk coming up Thursday. Scheduled to join us, our great friend of the show and Steve's broadcast partner for basketball season, Dick Girardi. He'll be with us about this time, 3:15 on Thursday afternoon on WKOK. Look forward to that very much. So we'll get your information on the horses. Of course, this is for entertainment purposes only. Will there come a time in the National Football League when there will be no more kickoffs? Well, if it happens, the earliest will be in 2019. NFL Vice President of Football Operations, former Philadelphia Eagle, Troy Vincent, has said the league is not going to eliminate kickoffs for this year's season. The development comes weeks after Vincent said that kickoffs may not be long for the NFL and has everything to do with safety concerns. I would think the NFL may not come out and say it, but I would think the NFL will want to get rid of kickoffs. But the players' union want to keep kickoffs, because if you take away kickoffs, that means jobs. That means player salaries are going to be cut. Vincent, making an appearance earlier this week on the Dan Patrick Show, said there are three phases of the game: offense, defense, special teams. To just think about the removal of not having the kickoff return part of the game, there's resistance. But we understand that we're now at a place, college football's adjusting, high school and at the peewee level, we're going to address some of those issues that we see in the kickoff. We're going to put a group together immediately after the owners' meeting, and that'll be later this month. We have to do something about the play, the spacing and the contact that's being made on the punt return, the issues, both soft tissue and head injuries that occur. The future, it could be something we have to examine. Again, that's former Philadelphia Eagle, NFL Vice President of Football Operations, Troy Vincent. Some quotes that he mentioned on a recent appearance on the Dan Patrick Show here on WKOK. So we mentioned the Phillies tonight. We've got them here, 7:10 with Miami on WKOK. Also, you got Pittsburgh, Washington tonight, Braves and Mets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very, very important game three tonight between the Pens and the Washington Caps. That's a 7:30 puck drop tonight down in D.C. Or actually in Pittsburgh tonight. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Tied a game apiece. Vegas is now 10 wins away from the Stanley Cup.
Isn't that crazy? I never watched the pre-puck drop festivities. They aired all of it Saturday night in its entirety on NBC. Oh, man, you want to talk about a show. You want to talk about over the top. That's pretty crazy.
It's Las Vegas. It has to be.
Vegas, baby. Yeah.
It has to be.
Well, you got the Vegas Golden Knight. You know, he skates out onto the ice, and he's got the sword. And then you got, across the ice from him, someone that's not really holding a sword. So you pretty much know how it's going to turn out.
Well, there was a timeout. And during the timeout, Sharks started gathering adjacent to their bench. And there were these four Elvis impersonators sitting on the other side of the glass. It is a different scene. It's a different scene. But I love it. It's
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the key. I mean, you get this the inaugural season through, and just to see if they can continue that success into years two, three, and four. If that's going to continue the crowd popularity, you know, people keep coming through the turnstiles.
This is what I thought going in. What I thought going in was that they wouldn't win, but curiosity people would show up. Second year they wouldn't win, curiosity people would still keep showing up, especially when opposing teams came in that they were all rooting for. and that the third year was going to be critical for them, because at that point I figured, well, you got to win. They're winning now. They may be setting the bar too high. It's amazing what they've done. Amazing. The Celtics, what they did was amazing last night, but they won. All their wins have been at home so far, the Celtics. The Celtics, to me, are still in the position of being the team that must win game two. And because they have not won a game on the road yet. Going to Philadelphia is not going to be easy. So I feel like for the Celtics, home court's really important for them, and they got to hold it. And they look like a team that has been in the rhythm of playing, and they built up enough of a cushion where getting tired down the stretch would not have bothered them because they built up a cushion. The Sixers look like a team that hadn't played in a while. That is one of the advantages of getting time off, because you close out a series early, is that you are rested. The disadvantage is, do you risk the possibility of rust? They looked a little rusty last night. And you could tell from three-point land that they were a bit rusty last night.
Oh, they made up for, the Celtics made up for their injuries for sure with Tatum 28, Al Horford. I mean, you've been waxing poetic about Al Horford for quite a while. 26 last night. How about Terry Rozier? 29 last night as well.
Yeah.
They just looked like for a good part of last night's game, they just looked like a well-oiled machine.
Well, again, in the rhythm of playing. And the Celtics, the break is, I think the Sixers would love to come back and play tomorrow night. But that's not what TV told them they had to do. They're playing Thursday night instead. That gives the Celtics a little more time, a little more chance to breathe. Sixers are in a mode where when they play Thursday, they will have had, one game in like 10 or 11 days? Not great. Hey, Penn's Tavern tonight, my man. Penn's Tavern tonight. That's the big get-together. I think, Wally Richardson, Tim Sweeney, Keith Conlin, Trey Bauer. I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Rogers Alexander.
I think Rogers is playing in the tournament tomorrow, right? Dude can play. Rogers Alexander is a good golfer. So if you get him on your team, you're doing well. But Rogers can play. And that is tonight, Penn's Tavern. Boy, on a night like this, imagine this, the Penn's Tavern setting on a night like this. About when Wheels and I were there, it was a night very much like tonight.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Caught word from Steve Engel a couple hours ago, expecting a fantastic crowd tonight at Penn's Tavern.
Good. I'm glad. Thrilled. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, first, and they're going to have hors d'oeuvres. Food there is great anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, stick around and buy yourself a meal. That'd be a lot of fun. I'm sorry I can't be there tonight, but like there are lots of obligations to take care of during the course of a day here.
They'll crank it up tonight at 5:45, and still on track and on schedule for a autographed football silent auction, bid high, bid mm-hmm. often for that.
Yeah, that'll be great. And that's coming up tonight at Penn's Tavern. So that's a great addition to the Purdy Memorial Tournament to have that happen. And tomorrow we're on hand. Tomorrow morning, do we tee at 8? Does that sound right?
From what I have not heard anything different. As far as I know, same time as last year.
Okay, I'll guess.
Well, we cruised out about, 8:15, 8:20 last year? I have not heard anything differently.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. I'll be there by 8.
Well, I'll be there probably about 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just get there.
You got to make sure. But you got to make sure. I may take a bucket of balls, go down and hit them, and then go from there. You know. How, by the way, did practice go for
Practice. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice. As I was heading out the door last night, I said to our leader of digital media, I said, hey, our afternoon driver on WKOK, back nine hit a 40 on the blue course over the weekend. How you doing? He goes, no, I'm going out. I shouldn't be laughing. I should be concerned. I really shouldn't be laughing. Can Rogers Alexander ride down with you tomorrow morning?
Wow.
Yeah.
What are we thinking here?
I know.
So he's just going to go out and just, like, play.
Throw caution to the wind.
Caution?
Watch out, Bridge. Watch out, Bridge. Kevin's coming back.
A caution. Throw caution to the wind. Ay, 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 ay. Oof. Caution. Yeah.
Yes, everybody else, proceed with caution.
It's so he's just going to go out and just start swinging.
Yes. Maybe he'll beat you there. Maybe he'll be there tomorrow morning by like 7:20, and he'll be halfway through his bucket of balls before you drive up the hill. No? Maybe? Probably not.
We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show today. Pence Tavern, the place tonight. Maybe he's out right now. Maybe he's out right now. Playing golf. I mean, maybe he's out now.
Oh, maybe he left when we started the show. I don't know. Could be. Wouldn't hurt, right?
Could be. I mean, he could be out there right now at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club as we speak, taking care of business. What do you think?
That's a great idea. I'm on board with that. We can only hope.
Yeah.
All for the good of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you say. Sure.
I'll be there rooting our team on tomorrow.
Well, see, we love having you there.
It was a blast last year. Can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it'd be a lot of fun.
See if we can get closer, maybe something maybe under 6 inches away from the cup. Get even closer.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be fantastic.
That would be nice. Yeah. Great to have you with us on the show today. What do we do with him? I mean, I feel like we're playing the tournament with one arm tied behind our back. And then when we get around the green, he then makes it worse with that worthless club.
Are you looking?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve's in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Of course, it was Tom Mertz at Sunbury Motors, the major proponent getting the Penn State alum together tonight for the Penn State meet and greet at Penn's Tavern, Route 147 south of Sunbury, starting at about 5:45 tonight. And, of course, that is tied in with the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament tomorrow, all to benefit the Sunbury and Milton YMCAs and supporting their youth programs. So if you're a Penn State football fan, you're encouraged to head into Penn's Tavern tonight, scheduled to be there, including from the 85, 87, and 89 teams, linebackers Rogers Alexander, Trey Bauer, and Tim Sweeney, and from the mid-90s, offensive lineman Keith Conlin, Goon's going to be there, and former Penn State quarterback Wally Richardson. So we encourage you to stop by tonight. Make a donation to the Y, be a silent auction with an autographed Penn State football on hand, and hopefully we'll see all of them tomorrow taking part in the 27th annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Morning flights will get rolling tomorrow morning after 8, afternoon flights after lunch, and of course, you are invited to join us on the patio. We'll be doing our show 3 to 5 tomorrow afternoon from the club.
Come on out. First of all, it's going to be a warm day.
Yeah.
We've got the view of all views up there. I mean, we can see everything. Like Tom Mertz rolling in a 40-foot putt on 5, we can see it.
Bang.
Yeah. I mean boom shakalaka. But I mean, we look out over the mountains, the valley. It's incredible. Right? And then, then the suit will sit up there and he goes, "Hey, look, Dunkin' Donuts." Oh, my God, jeez. All right. So everybody has their own view of what's going on. But that is come on up and join. We've had some people come up and join us before. Last year, Corey brought out pickles, which would make my brother mad. My brother's still waiting for his.
If that happens tomorrow, yeah, I'll have to screen grab the pickle bar and have to send him a picture. Oh, that'll drive him nuts.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Well, you notice when Corey brings those out?
Yeah.
I'm snacking on them the entire show. Boom, boom, boom. It's just really bad.
So wait, I'll be here talking with Neil Coulon. Go get me another lemonade, will you?
Somebody out there, could you bring me out a diet soda? Oh, my goodness gracious. We have good time out there. Craig's fun. Chief is just an awesome guy. You're out there. We have a blast. Was there anything else I wanted to add to that?
No, we're covered. We're good.
I mentioned Craig. I mentioned you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bonnie. Bonnie Wassmer.
Right.
Always great to see Bonnie out there.
Yep.
It's
Bonnie,
great to see
Molly,
Adam
all the volunteers, Purdy, Adam Truman. Yep.
Steve Engel. Mm-hmm. Great. I think, is there anybody I'm missing?
That's all of them, I think. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what all of them do? At one point or another, they go out and practice. Practice?
Did you get nine in last night?
I didn't play last night.
Oh, okay. I remember you were going to try to get nine.
You want to know why? Because it's no big deal. Kathy wanted to make just spaghetti dinner last night.
Wonderful.
And you know what? I thought, don't go out. And I was on a show last night at 5:35 to talk about the Giants draft because of Saquon Barkley. And I thought, you know what? I could do the show in the car on the way over, play 9 holes, get back, whatever. And I thought, yeah, and then she'd have to wait, hold dinner. And I thought, that's not fair. So that's why I didn't do it.
Good call.
That's why I didn't do it. You gotta do things for other people once in a while. It can't always be about you. Speaking of which, we have somebody that fits that category that's going to be with us, right?
Yeah. Oh, we did leave someone out. Sorry.
Oh, oops. Man. Oh. Yeah. I was kind of hoping he'd practice.
Yeah.
You know, but then he had a press conference. At the press conference, he talked about it.
That I missed practice. If a coach say I missed practice and y'all hear it, then that's that. I mean, I might have missed one practice this year. But if somebody say he doesn't come to practice, it can be one practice. Out of all the practices this year, that's enough. If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. If I'm hurt, I'm hurt. I mean, simple as that. It ain't about that. I mean, it's not about that at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Well, Coach, I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man. When you come in the arena and you see me play, you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Absolutely.
But we talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're
coming. We talking about
practice.
Man, look, I hear you. It's funny to me too. I mean, it's strange to me too. But we talking about practice, man. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game, when it matters. We're talking about practice.
The suit last night at a press conference at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club when asked about why he has not been out practicing to help our team tomorrow. And I think he spelled it out perfectly right away when the suit said, look, I'm the face of the franchise. How many times have Mark Lawrence, you and I all had that same discussion about him?
It wasn't at the holiday party.
He's the face of the franchise. Just ask him. I mean, 2 years ago, we're out on the golf course all trying to, you know, play. I mean, and look, when we're out there, does anybody think we're out there, like, really seriously, like, this is a life and death golf? We're having a blast out there.
Yeah.
And if we happen to make shots, we make shots. I'm a big believer in let's have fun. Now, part of the fun is you do want to hit good shots. I mean, Dave wants to hit good shots because Dave's got personal pride. Craig wants to hit good shots. He has personal pride. I want to hit good shots because I have personal pride. Okay? Because, you know, that's part of the fun of playing. Now, you can laugh about whatever. Hey, I shanked it over there. I hit it over there. I dribbled it there. Right? Up, infield fly rule. I didn't hit that one very far. Right. So you can have fun with it. But you do also want to hit your fair share of good shots because that is part of the fun. All right? But he remember 2 years ago, he was on the phone every 10 minutes. Oh, I got to straighten this out. I got to straighten it.
Straighten your shot out. Come on, let's go. Chop, chop.
And you weren't even out there, which meant you were there to straighten it out.
We held it down up here, sure.
It got to the point where even Dave, who loves him like a brother. He was like, what are you doing?
Like, I'm done. I'll hang over here.
I was waiting
for him to say to me last year, hey, can I ride with you in your cart?
Even Dave, nicest guy on the planet.
Yes.
As loyal to Kevin as anybody could possibly be.
You betcha.
And that includes the people in his own household. Okay.
Come to think of it, I think it suits Better Half's birthday this week, so we'll have to get to the... when you get to that point in the round tomorrow morning, you know, don't forget this week, you have to remind your wife to, you know, make sure you wish her happy
birthday.
That
last year.
Yeah.
I did that last year. Remember that?
You did.
And he's... Oh, yeah. The only time he got excited in the entire round was when we were short on the one hole, and he could then use the... Was it the 7th? Is it the 17th hole? I think it's the 17th. No, 16th hole. The one that goes over the pond?
Right.
Okay. Well, it used to be. I mean, they've flipped them around, so I want to say maybe it's the 7th hole now, because they've turned the 9s around. That's the hole 6 years ago. I made an offhanded comment about he had lost a few balls, right? And we were looking for a ball on two holes earlier. And I said, yeah, I'm playing the same one I started with Callaway. And he took offense to that, that I hadn't lost the ball. I'm like, I said, no, I was just identifying which ball I was playing. No, I'm still playing the same one I started with. All right. Well, then I hit it into the pond on what was then 16. You ever thought I ignited that I had just set off the fireworks of the 4th of July parade? We're on the same team. And he goes, yeah, you go. There's that one ball you played all day. I'm like, oh, what the heck did I say? All right. So now, all right. Then, of course, we talked about the bridge incidents.
It just makes you wonder what we're going to encounter tomorrow morning.
I just don't know.
Neither do I.
Right?
And no reason to bother trying to figure it out ahead of time. Just kind of let the morning go through and see where we end up.
Then he was on the phone the entire time when you're trying to straighten everything out. Right? Then he took us under the tree 1 year when there was a thunder and lightning storm. Like, I said, what are you doing? I said, move over. We're getting out of here. And I love playing in this tournament. Oh, man.
Well, this gives you content for stories to share with Hammer and the other guys later on in the summer during the season.
Jack called me yesterday about a couple things. And I mentioned that we're playing in the tournament. He goes... Kevin, don't take offenses. He goes, is that guy playing again?
I should have said something to him last June at Megan's wedding about, you know, hey, next May, what are you doing the first Wednesday in May in 2018? I should have said something to Hammer that day, but I didn't.
Well, Hammer, I know he's not around tomorrow. I mean, I already knew that.
Yeah.
So that I already knew. So I knew he wasn't going to be around. It's something it has to do with actually what his primary job is, and it's coal. Okay, so he's got to take care of it. He's got to go out into some field somewhere in West Virginia late tomorrow, and then he'll come back tomorrow night. So he won't be around
with a pick.
No,
no.
No, he's in brokerage.
That's right.
Okay.
I knew that.
Yeah. You know, the difference is that he's able to broker and sell it as opposed to just complaining about it like somebody else was. So tomorrow we're going to do an informal poll among all the players that come by. And we'll do it some on the air, some off the air. And the informal poll question will be, and this was your idea, so.
Are you familiar with a club specifically known as a Chutter? Have you ever heard of a club called the Chutter?
And we will actually keep numbers.
Yep. I'll have my little reporter's notebook with me. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, Bauto's kind of pick some people on the fly as I encounter them on the course.
And maybe we can start out tomorrow before we even tee off.
Yeah.
Let's see. Coming up tonight, Caps, Pens, you mentioned that earlier. Nashville, Winnipeg tied at a game apiece.
That series tonight has been fun to watch, too.
Well, all the series were 1-1 until Vegas won last night. Cavs and Toronto start tonight in the NBA. New Orleans and Golden State tonight in Oakland. That's game 2. Golden State won the opener. Yeah, the Baffert horse, Justify, which is actually my first question for Dick, because he and I have talked about Justified. Oh, boy, we started talking about Justified back in late January, early February. And not only that, but Justified got a great post position. Did you see this? 7.
Kind of ironic, though, that the last time a horse in the 7-hole won, it's been over 10 years.
Yeah, no, the last one that won out of 7? Yeah, it was Street Sense in 2007. Won out of there. But it's a Baffert horse. You know it's well-trained. Baffert loves the horse, I can tell you that. Because I've talked to Dick, and Dick's talked to Bob about it. But Dick will also tell you that when we have him on the show Thursday, that this is a legitimate Kentucky Derby field. In other words, this field has some depth and some really good horses in it. Really good horses. And that's what's going to make this interesting. I love watching the Derby anyway, but when you got a field with some depth like this one, yeah. And Huberto Gomez is going to be riding Justify. Okay. We'll take a break. It's good that we could to get some of the press conference in last night. Yeah, it's. I mean, I thought that part worked out really well. Don't
yes.
you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's because that way people could, just get a feel for how important a member of our group thinks practice is. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The Philadelphia Phillies play right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The 1-0. Swung on, hit deep. Left field. Duvall back. Track. Wall and gone. And Hoskins with a line drive home run to left has put the Phillies on top.
Phillies baseball on WKOK is sponsored by APW, Manor Care Sunbury, Carbon Man, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, and Chevrolet Cadillac of Bloomsburg.
Join us for all the excitement of every inning of every game the Phillies play on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm shoving it aside, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man.
That's Dave went out and practiced. Craig practiced. I practiced. One guy had a press conference. I just feel like there's somebody in our group that just doesn't want to try. Oh, stop laughing. I can hear you laughing over here.
No, I'm just kind of concerned when it gets down to like the final four holes and we start to, you know, focus and get a little more dialed into our final number. You know, if it comes down to that one shot, that one shutter-free shot.
Well, no, I mean, there's with you there, there'll be four extra people there to go and look for his ball.
I think I did do that a couple times last year.
Oh, we all do. We all do. All right. More coming up next half hour.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.